From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Obama will host a health care forum tomorrow at the White House. It's part of his ambitious goal of getting Congress to overhaul the nation's health care system by the end of the year. How that will happen remains politically complicated, but as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, there is at least one area of bipartisan agreement.
The current White House has a fair share of veterans of the last unsuccessful fight to remake the health care system, including Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel. They're already doing things differently. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs stressed at today's briefing that they're not writing their own legislation, and they're not doing things behind closed doors.
The event will be streamed on the web and broadcast on C-SPAN, as the president promised many times during the campaign.
The White House has invited 120 people to the forum, lawmakers, patients, and representatives of the medical, business, insurance, and other groups. It also includes many who don't agree with President Obama's approach to the issue. Gibbs says that's no accident.
The hope is to get all of those people in the room and talk best about how to get to the ultimate outcome of reforming our health care system, reducing those costs, expanding the access that's available to millions of Americans, that will hopefully result in far better outcomes.
But the administration does get to start with one area of agreement, fixing the way medical care is organized and provided at the patient level.
How we deliver the health care is the real problem in the United States, and we need to change how much we spend and how we spend it so that people get better health care.
That's Douglas Holtz-Aiken. He's the former head of the Congressional Budget Office, and he was an advisor to Republican presidential nominee John McCain. But he says when it comes to health care, fixing the way care is delivered is something Republicans and Democrats can agree on.
I'd love to see us start with the delivery system. It is the problem. There is bipartisan agreement it's the problem, and there's agreement on some of the solutions.
A major cause of that problem is the payment system for health care, says Elliot Fisher. He's a physician and researcher at the Dartmouth Institute for Health Policy.
The payment system treats each physician and each physician's service as a separate service that requires a separate bill. So the payment system does really two things. It rewards unnecessary care, and it reinforces the fragmentation that is causing so much difficulty for patients and for physicians.
That fragmentation is what requires patients to physically carry medical records or x-rays from one doctor to another, for example, or results in tests having to be repeated because results can't be found. As for rewarding unnecessary care, Fisher and his colleagues at Dartmouth have long studied how healthcare spending varies widely in different parts of the U.S., and they've shown that more spending is definitely not better.
The highest spending regions of the country and the highest spending healthcare systems in the country have much greater problems with care coordination and no better outcomes and lower quality of care.
Many experts have said that primary care doctors, most patients' point of entry to the health care system, are underpaid. But Fisher says the real solution is not just to pay them more, but to pay them differently.
Currently, physicians are only paid for each visit that they make, but they're not paid at all for calling you up that evening to see if you've gotten better on the medications and could have avoided the hospital stay.
And there are other relatively easy fixes, says Douglas Holtz-Aiken.
Reward prevention, where there's a lot of evidence that if we do the preventive care, you don't end up with costly things down the road. Coordinate activities better.
Of course, when you're talking about moving around hundreds of billions of dollars, even areas where there's broad agreement can bog down on the details. But there seems to be a growing consensus that fixing the healthcare delivery system would be a good place to start. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.